Hello, I'm Irving Chernoff, and this is the Invisible Chess Podcast.
Welcome back, blindfoldisters. This is Invisible Chess. This is Jonathan, and these are a knight and a bishop sitting there waiting for us to visualize them to checkmate black. Today in three moves, so we're taking it up a small notch from last week. I know there's a lot of debate around whether it's necessary for club players to learn how to mate with bishop and knight against lone king, and the truth is it's not necessary, but why would you not want to? I don't get that. I don't get the argument that goes, I don't need to learn this. It just never made sense to me. Why don't you want to learn it is what I want to ask those people. I don't have time for this at the moment is one thing. I don't need to. I don't want to. It's just bizarre to me. I don't understand the thinking. If you love chess, why don't you want to consume it all? And even if you don't want to, it's a pretty good visualization exercise. One knight, one bishop, one king. Automate a lone king. So let's get to it. White has a king on f7, a knight on e5, and a bishop on g5. Black has a king on h8. It's white to play a mate in 3. That's white. King f7, knight e5, bishop g5. Black's king is on h8. White plays a mate in 3. That's it for today, blindfoldisters. Until next time, happy chessing.
Thank you, blindfoldisters. Good night.